This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Pennsylvania Turfgrass Council. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode, we feature an article titled SSRC Research Update. The SSRC continues to study infield soil mixtures. We previously developed a laboratory technique for this purpose. The technique uses a pneumatic foot and a 3D scanner to determine the critical water content at which a drying infield soil stops providing cleat-in, cleat-out performance and begins to chip or chunk out. Infield mixes usually combine a washed sand with a fine-grained soil. Our working hypothesis is that different types of clay minerals affect the mixture's behavior, regardless of particle size. We have now tested several experimental infield mixes. These mixes use a sand similar to those used in USGA greens construction. They contain a range of sand contents, 55 to 80%, and various clay minerals. We found that the water content, which yields optimum playability, varies mostly with clay type. In other words, if both a professional type and a recreational type mix contain the same type of clay, there is only a small difference in their critical threshold water contents. However, their strengths are quite different. In addition, for every clay type, there is a unique sand content above which the cleat-in, cleat-out effect cannot be produced. It also appears that the sand content required to produce a given type of mix is not absolute. It varies across clay types. For example, 60% sand is a common recommendation for pro-style mixes. However, our experimental mixes containing expandable smectite clay require almost 70% sand to perform similarly to illite mixes containing only 55% sand. If the current specification were followed to a T, using smectite clay, a 60% sand mix containing pure smectite clay would be nearly impossible to groom. So far, we have focused on the behavior of infield soils as they dry out. However, a more critical issue is the behavior of the mix during a rain event. We're currently developing a new way to measure the stiffness of a moist infield soil. This technique will draw a more complete picture of a given soil's performance. The upcoming year of research will improve our quantitative predictions of how clay type and sand content interact to form the ideal infield mix. For all resources associated with this article, check out our show notes. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.